7 o'clock on a Friday. It's the 10th of November. Another lovely, clear morning out there. Trains, subways, and buses are on time. So's Roger Skibinis. So over WOR New York, the news is next.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone. Two 14-year-old boys arrested and charged with setting the fire that took the lives of six South Bronx residents earlier this week. WOR News has learned that $1 billion in Nassau County funds may be sitting idle in non-interest accounts. Authorities are investigating. Israel announces further strengthening of settlements in disputed Arab territory. And the Right to Life Party may have knocked the liberals out of the number four spot on the New York State ballot. Right now with clear skies, 48 degrees, that's 9 on the Celsius scale, the barometer 30.18 and rising, sunny and mild today, says Bill Corbell.
Bill Corbell is WOR's resident weather expert. He has his own office. He has two weather wires. He gets printouts of radar and weather maps for the area. Corbell's reports typically take up less than a minute of the station's relatively long newscast, but WOR can afford such adornments. The station takes in more money than any other in the world. News director Reg Late likes to believe he programs to a thinking audience.
WOR has historically been a middle-class audience and predominantly remains that way. We would hope that the intelligentsia of the teenage group would even tune in if they really wanted a thinking man's news. And we do endeavor to increase our demographics and get younger. Age is not a problem for this station, as you probably know. The a 15-minute format is divided into three parts. And on an ordinary day, we'll take the three top stories of the hour and let one of them lead each of these sections with a commercial cluster in between the first and second and the second and third. Now, if we have an assassination in Iran, a plane crash in Boston, obviously you don't separate those two stories. They're overwhelming, and they each will be at the top of the newscast, and we'll simply use an extra headline.
Do you think your newscasts turn anybody off with their formality?
I can't imagine that they do. I would like to think that we are really not that formal anymore. There was a time when WOR was very, very stiff and formal, to use your word. But in the last 2 years, we've concentrated a great deal on being conversational. And to the extent that it's not happy news or disc jockey news or happy talk news, as you get on TV today, yes, we're formal. But it's really a conversational style that we're delivering.
Up to 1.8 million owners of Ford small cars may be riding around with a potentially serious engine defect. But Ford, which knew about the problem, kept it secret. That's the charge from a staff report for the Federal Trade Commission. It involves the four-cylinder, 2.3-liter engines in most Ford Pintos, Mustangs, Capris, and Mercury Bobcats manufactured since 1974. The staff charges that improper lubrication of the camshaft can cause premature wear, causing vehicles to fail, some after only 163 miles on the odometer. Ford has been repairing the defects for free for motorists who noticed the problem with less than 36,000 miles on their car. But the defect, which costs over $200 to fix alone, could lead to more serious engine problems, according to the staff, which urges that Ford be forced to go public with the problem and notify owners of cars that may have the defects. And speaking of cars, if yours is a so-called gas guzzler and you live in New Jersey, you might soon wish you owned a microbus. New Jersey Energy Commissioner Joel Jacobson is proposing higher registration fees for cars that get poor mileage in the Garden State. Jacobson says New Jersey's 4.5 million motorists continue to consume about 3.5 billion gallons of gasoline a year in spite of constant pleas to conserve energy. WOR News Time 7:04. WOR News Time 7:07 on a Friday morning. Let's see how you're doing out there, Mr. Motorist. Here's George Meade in the chopper.
And this time flying north up the Hudson River, low level, playing peekaboo with the sunshine as it kind of silhouettes some of those tall skyscrapers looming like monsters over here on the east side of the bubble as we fly north. But on the west side of the bubble, to my left, we look at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels and find them normally heavy inbound with no unusual problems to report. The west side highway off and running. Goodbye 96th Street. Goodbye 79th and good at the southernmost departure point. That would be 56th Street. Down in Brooklyn, much better today than yesterday. Normally heavy traffic, upper and lower picture. No unusual problems to report. The Brooklyn.
A lot of stations that I have talked to admit openly that they steal the traffic information from WOR and WCBS. Is that fair, do you think?
Oh, yeah, of course, and it's common knowledge throughout the industry, and today programmers go on the air and talk about it. You know, Gene Klavan, in afternoon drive here with our helicopter out of service, we monitored WCBS. He went on the air and said we were doing it, and no bones about it. And in point of fact, you know, the helicopter reporters share their information when they're up there in the mornings anyway, or the afternoons.
They have a radio between the two?
Yeah, they do it between each other. I know they do. And in addition, they all have the police monitors up there, too.